Hey, welcome back, friends and family. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio, and we're here with Dr. Cousins for a short talk on the dance between good and evil in the world today and all the chaos and how to respond to it and how to keep your balance in the midst of it. So, welcome, Dr. Cousins, and thanks for being here. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Richard. So, one way we approach this is not move into hopelessness. And so we always like to start with a dance for spiritual joy for 3 minutes just to get the spiritual joy going. And that actually helps the overall kind of shifting the consciousness. So let's start with that. And then we'll come back and do the rest. I'm going to just start also with a blessing. Mishimaku Kudashabrihu Ush Shinite. Be ill or imulayad. Shemuke Bivoke. Be it or Shim Kosrael Kolam. Amen. So it's sensing the balance of male female within the one. That's what that's about. Okay, now we're just going to go to meditation for just a minute or two to get really centered. There we go. Just focus on my eyes. And repeat, if you don't have a mantra, repeat the mantra, yod and in-breath, hey and out-breath, wah and in-breath, hey and out-breath. Then just keep repeating it with your breath until your mind's quiet. And then when you're done, your mind's quiet, then stop repeating it. Okay, slowly come out of meditation. And I'm going to start with a quote from Isaiah 5:20 to 5:24. And it really captures the essence of the issue. And here's the quote. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil. I'm going to comment a little bit because this is kind of what we're seeing in our world today, not just in the United States, in our world today. There's a redefinition. And the people in power are redefining good as evil and evil as good. That's what I'm saying. Well, Isaiah had this figured out, 600 years ago. Excuse me, 2,600 years ago. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light, for sure, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. So that lays out the issue. And in our society, in societies around the world, many things are turned topsy-turvy. And we have mixed feelings about things. You know, very graphically to me, it was after the October 7th situation where 1,200 people were brutally raped, killed, and beheaded and so forth, babies put in ovens and everything. That the next day, people were demonstrating against Israel for thinking of, retaliating. Now, it's like, what happened here? So, but I won't get into that issue, but that was very dramatic. And it's like, wow, how did we get that so upside down? And it's easy to do, the newspapers, the media, these things are easy to do where we can really confuse the issue. We can look at Ukraine and Russia. Again, these are political statements, because this is, what I'm talking about is more spiritual, but this whole issue with NATO. There was an agreement between Russia and NATO that they wouldn't encroach on the, get moved too close to Russia. Kind of like the Cuba crisis with Kennedy. Like, oh, they moved missiles there, Russia did to Cuba, well, we're going to go to war. So it was a very clear kind of policy, close to the Monroe Doctrine. But so what we're talking about is a situation in Russia where they said, no, we will invade if you don't stop encroaching on our space. And it was an agreed space. It wasn't like there was a treaty, okay? And the treaty was to stay outside of Ukraine. But NATO didn't listen. They kept encroaching. And then they moved up to the borders of Ukraine. And then ultimately they have moved to the borders of Russia. Well, that was simply unacceptable for Russia. And now you have a Russia-Ukraine war. Now that's very simplified. And I'm not saying that's the only thing, but that seemed to be a thing to set things off. And what it was, again, is not honoring the initial agreement. Not that I'm pro-Russia, I'm just looking at the statement, the issues that kind of have come up. Because from a Russian point of view, that's the other problem. They're the good ones. And Ukraine, US, NATO are the bad guys because they broke the agreement. the peace agreement. And they are provoking Russia. And Russia is responding. Now, I'm not saying they're innocent. You know, it takes two to play. But there was an agreement, and it wasn't kept. And that has provoked into today's situation, which could turn into World War III. So it's like pretty serious. But that's the thing. You know, we call evil good and good evil. And so each side wants to define and redefine it. So somewhat in a society without morals, you can say anything. And so what we're looking at is how do we deal with it? How do we not confuse evil and good? Well, if anything is justified, and you can justify any action, then it gets, well, there's no controls. So what is the, how do we put it? What's the solution? Now, I'll mention that part of this problem brings up something that's going on for thousands of years. Every nation that has arisen eventually turns to evil throughout history. That's pretty scary. But there's something in the human psyche that begins to not distinguish between the issues of good and evil, and then every great culture, tends to turn to evil throughout history. And so somehow humans create a falling for themselves over time, as if it's built into every single culture throughout history around the world. Those are pretty significant statements that I'm saying, but historically that seems to be the case. So we look at that and say, wow, we're doing that. So the next question is, well, how do you really stop focusing on good and evil, but focusing on good? Now, the thing is, good and evil are intertwined. It's the yin-yang intertwined, right? The yin-yang thing. And how do we deal with both aspects? We all have good, we all have evil within us. How do you deal with that? How do you balance the aspects? That's kind of what we're all facing. How do we balance these aspects? So if we both have evil and good in us, how do we keep focusing on the good? Sitting Bull said, we have two wolves, one on each ear. A good wolf saying good things, a bad wolf saying evil things. It all depends on which wolf you're choosing to listen to. His advice is listen to good wolves. So that is a simple and elegant way of talking about the issues, because the issues are within us, but they're also within the culture and within the society. And so we have to make real efforts to first start within us, and that's why we were given the 10 speakings. People know them as the 10 commandments, but that really is 10 speakings is the right translation. You know, so we can begin at least to have a foundation, because you can make up whatever, but with the 10 speakings, there's some foundation that's at some level been accepted around the world. So That's very important. The second very important thing, which is more internal, is living in a way where we create an experience that access to the divine, where we are meditating, where we're praying, where we're eating, you know, healthy, uplifting food, and doing a certain amount of basic body and building body life force, and focus on service and charity, and having people who inspire us to the good, and with meditation, and with energetic awakening. So we have the processes available to us. Do we choose them? That's a different story. But they are there, and that is the deeper solution. Focusing on God and all the things that that awareness brings helps us continually choosing the good within ourselves rather than follow the temptation of the evil within ourselves. So that is what every society and what every person faces in their work is to help us make the choice towards the good. So, Richard, any comments?
As usual, it's a topic that could be talked about for a long time, Gabriel. Very relevant. And a couple of things that I'll just mention. You started out talking about the conflict areas in the world represented by Israel, Gaza, and Russia, Ukraine, and it's examples of what you were saying, that every society is eventually turned to evil and war and self-destruction. And in America, we're trying to hold on to the right to criticize our own government and tell the truth about it. We have a satanic government in America, and I believe we have the same thing in Israel, and the same thing in most of the Western countries. And their regular good people have a very hard time imagining that the people in charge actually want destruction. That's what they're after. It's not a mistake. And what's going to happen depends partly on what you were saying before, what our nature is. And I think that's a really important issue, because if our nature is we have good and evil as our basic foundational elements, then this is going to go on. But my feeling at this point, which I can't prove, but I think all of us have the opportunity to demonstrate if we reconnect to who we really are, is that we're actually made as spirit beings way beyond good and evil, way beyond. It's not even in the same universe. And the good and evil are all embedded in mind programs, and anybody can fall for any of them. So the arrogance of thinking, well, we're all the good guys, we're the spiritual beings, and the other ones are subhuman, and God wants us to kill them all. This is a typical mentality that leads to what we've seen in history over and over again. And actually, if you believe, well, it doesn't matter what you believe, if you find out that we're created as spirit beings beyond good and evil, what some have called the image of God, then it's reconnecting to that that is the central issue of everything. Because as long as we're thinking that our side is the good guys and we have to kill the bad guys, what you've described is going to go on indefinitely. And if we reconnect to who we are beyond good and evil in the terms of the origin of spirit, peace, the image of God, then the conflict is over. Because if one person does that, it spreads. And if a number do it at the same time, then it can actually influence even the people who have no interest in it consciously. Because everybody was created from the same spirit. And that means when they were made, it wasn't from parts at Home Depot or from a special reserve bad pile of parts or something. Everybody was made from the same one source. Reconnecting to that is contagious. So I think what you brought up is the essential issue of life. It's my feeling about it.
It definitely is. I mean, tree of good and evil of the Garden of Eden. Now, recently, I learned that the tree of good and evil and the tree of life come out of the same set of roots. Very interesting kind of teaching. So they come from the same root, and they have two trees. They grow from the same root. That's our soul, our God-connected soul. And so we see from the beginning, this cycle of 7,000 years, we have this duality that we get started with. And the challenge, in a way, is to accept that that's there, and that none of us are above it, and be able to face it openly and do everything we can to, as Sitting Bull said, listen to the good wolf. And that means we organize our life in a way that allows us to listen to the good wolf, and not be caught up in the darkness. Now, the trouble is every society eventually has, historically, maybe not being aware of it, has succumbed to the message of the evil wolf.
One thing that humans are really susceptible to is thinking that if something has always been done a certain way, then you just have to keep doing that.
Right.
Not true at all.
So this essential issue we see in today's world very heavily. And the hard thing is that each side tends to feel justified.
Right. The other side. In America, we're being discouraged from criticizing the media and the government. And in fact, we're so tied between America and Israel, for example. There are laws being passed against questioning the Israeli government in America. It's just totally amazing.
Laws being passed? I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, in Florida and other places. That if you criticize anything about Israel, you're an anti-Semite and you're actually subject to fines and worse.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So we're constantly fighting against those kind of issues. And it's difficult because we have to stay on our toes. And it's really easy to misunderstand the issues. You know, it's really easy to think with your emotions instead of your mind. And think with an integration of your mind and your emotions, ultimately, and your spirit and your soul, so that you can come out closer to the right answers.
Right. You're saying focus on good all the time, but it's really easy to get confused and think that bad is good. It's not just the other guys that do that.
Well, that's where we start with the idea of Isaiah. Woe to them that are called evil good and good evil. So how do we tell? And so I was sharing the six foundations and how important it is to live a lifestyle that's focused on accessing the inner truth. And that is what really is the key. I'll take food, for example. In India, there's three kinds of dietary patterns. Sattvic, which is food. It's all, you know, like in today's world, it's vegan food. Then it was vegetarian. But that tends to turn you towards the light. Then you have rajasic food that tends to be more of a warrior stuff, involves meat and so forth. And then you have tamasic food. Tamasic food creates sloth, creates evil, it's junk food, heavily cooked food, food that's stale, and food that when you eat it kind of affects your mind like drugs. Okay? Would be tamasic. So if you're eating a tamasic diet, you're more likely to engage in antisocial activities, drug abuse, sexual crimes, lower frequency things. You do higher frequency food, you do higher frequency things.
Also, if you're doing your interconnection practices of meditation and prayer and closeness to God, you're going to be attracted to food that's going to support that.
Exactly. And the food you eat supports the inner work. It goes both ways.
Right. And it also doesn't mean that government should step in and use this as an excuse to control what you eat. Because one of the worst things that's happening right now is the activities of organizations like the UN and the WHO that say, for your own good, we have to make it criminal to do anything other than what we say. And they're trying to wipe out farming and food supplies and things like that right now and move people over to eating insects and that sort of thing.
They're not doing it for our health. They're doing it for control. It's right. Pretty hard to pretend that's not what's happening. And I understand you know that.
Yeah, but they're saying it's for our own benefit and to also to save the earth from climate change.
Right. When there's no evidence of significant climate change over the last 100 years.
No, even the geoengineering that's admittedly out to change the weather has not managed to change the climate. They just mess up the weather so that it looks like climate change is a big emergency. And they're successful at that so far.
Yeah, but even the data doesn't show climate, that climate is not an emergency. The data shows 1 degree centigrade between 1998 and 2010. Right. That's not significant.
There's a reason why the climate change leaders buy mansions on the beach.
Right. So this is what we're faced with. So the first thing we do before we enter our program here is listen to the inner truth and do enough research that we can then have that guide to begin to discern the outer truth. And then we can't be taken advantage of. So that's really... Actually, the message is we need the guidance of the inner truth, so it guides us to listen to the good wolf, the outer truth, so we can relate well to the ecology and well to our diet and well to our overall health and well to our social relationship and, the whole frame of being a human being. So I bless everybody that we are able to choose a way of life, including all the aspects I'm talking about, that leads us to listen to the good wolf, okay, and then be able to distinguish between evil and good, and understand when we look at a universal approach, what good is and what evil is. That's the key. Because, what Isaiah says, the very first thing he says is, woe to them that call evil good and good evil. So he's already saying that leads to your downfall. That leads to pain and misery. So the message is clear. May, again, people be blessed that we're able to distinguish on a deep level between good and evil. Now, I'm just going to add a little bit to that. Every Sunday evening, we do our world peace meditation. And every equinox and solstice, we do the Peace 21 meditation, which is coming up this Friday at 6:45 to about 7:30. And it's a special time when not just on the planet, but even the solar system is open to the power, positive power of meditation and prayer for peace. So I invite you all to come, and it's up there, drcousins.com, Peace 21. We'll start at 6:45 Israeli time, PM, which is 11:45 East Coast. So peace be with you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Om atakiras. I'll turn it back to Richard, but please participate in this world healing meditation with us.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Cousins. And I completely agree with what you're saying. It's very important, and people should not underestimate the contagion of consciousness, that if you reconnect to who you are, it affects everybody else, and if you don't, it affects everybody else. And it's up to us. It's massive power in our hands if we take control of it and live our life with more presence and consciousness. And all the programs that Dr. Cousins is doing in that direction are at drcousins.com and treeoflife.mn.co. And the work that we're doing in that direction is at planetaryhealingclub.com. You're welcome to come there and communicate with us anytime you want to. We really appreciate your being here. Don't underestimate the power of your consciousness. It's easy to let day after day after day go by waiting for a good time to work on the deeper things, but the time to do that is in the immediate present as soon as you realize. So thanks for being here. We look forward to seeing you again. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Doug. I'm just going to add that part of elevating your consciousness is to be healthy. And I do offer a whole person healing program, which is totally natural, totally holistic, to help people get to their optimal physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. So that is available as well.
DrCousins.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you soon.
Take care. Blessings.